certainly know what goes into good beer in Ankh-Morpork," he said. The wizards nodded. They certainly did. That's why they were drinking gin and tonic. Ridgally looked around. Normally at this time of night there was a fight going on somewhere, or at least a mild stabbing. But there was just a buzz of conversation, and everyone was watching the small stage at the far end of the room, where nothing was happening in large amounts. There was theoretically a curtain across it. It was only an old sheet, and there was a succession of thuds and thumps from behind it. The wizards were quite close to the stage. Wizards tend to get good seats. Ridcully thought he could make out some whispering and see shadows moving behind the sheet.
"He said, what do we call ourselves?"
"Cliff, Buddy, Glod and the Librarian. I thought he knew that."
"No, we've got to have one name for all of us."
"Oh, are they rationed then?"
"Something like the Merry Troubadours, maybe."
"Ooh. Glod and the Glodettes?"
"Oh, yes. How about Cliff and the Cliffettes?"
"Ooh, ooh, 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 ooh."
"No, we need a different type of name, like the music."
"How about Gold? Good dwarf name."
"No, something different from that."
"Silver, then."
"Ooh."
"I don't think we should name ourselves after any kind of heavy metal, Glod."
"What's so special? We're a band of people who play music."
"Names are important."
"The guitar is special. How about the band with Buddy's guitar in it?"
"Ooh." "Something shorter."
The universe held its breath.
"The band with rocks in."
"I like it. Short and slightly dirty, just like me."
"Ooh."
"We ought to think up a name for the music, too."
"It's bound to occur to us sooner or later."
Ridcully looked around the bar. On the opposite side of the room was Cut Me Own Throat Dibbler, Ankh-Morpork's most spectacularly unsuccessful businessman. He was trying to sell someone a felonious hot dog, a sign that some recent surefire business venture had collapsed. Dibbler sold his hot sausages only when all else failed. It wasn't the taste. Plenty of hot dogs taste bad, but Dibbler had now actually managed to produce sausages that didn't taste of anything. It was weird. No matter how much mustard, ketchup and pickle people put on them, they still didn't taste of anything. Not even the midnight dogs they sell to drunks in Helsinki can quite manage that. He gave Ridcully a wave at no charge. The next table was occupied by Satchelmouth Lemon, one of the Musicians Guild recruiting officers, with a couple of associates whose apparent knowledge of music extended only to the amount of percussion available on the human skull. His determined expression suggested that he was not there for his health, although the fact that the guild officers had a mean look about them rather hinted that he was there for other people's health, mostly in order to take it away. Ridcully brightened up. The evening might just possibly be more interesting than he'd expected. There was another table near the stage. He nearly didn't notice it, and then his gaze swiveled back to it of its own accord. There was a young woman sitting there all by herself. Of course, it wasn't unusual to see young women in the drum, even unaccompanied young women. They were generally there in order to become accompanied. The odd thing was that although people were jammed along the benches, she had space all round her. She was quite attractive in a skinny way, Ridcully thought. What was the tomboy word? Gammon or something. She was wearing a black lace dress of the sort worn by healthy young women who want to look consumptive, and had a raven sitting on her shoulder. She turned her head, saw Ridcully looking at her, and vanished, more or less. He was a wizard, after all. He felt his eyes watering as she flickered in and out of vision. Ah, well, he'd heard the Tooth Fairy girls were in the city these days. It'd be one of the night people. They probably had a day off just like everyone else. A movement on the table made him look down. The Death of Rats scrittered past, carrying a bowl of peanuts. He turned back to the wizards. The Dean was still wearing his pointy hat. There was also something slightly shiny about his face.
You look hot, Dean, said Ridcully.
Oh, I'm lovely and cool, Arch-Chancellor, I assure you, said the Dean.
Something runny oozed past his nose. The lecturer in recent runes sniffed suspiciously.
Is someone cooking bacon? He said.
Take it off, Dean, said Ridcully. You'll feel a lot better. Smells more like Mrs. Palm's House of Negotiable Affection to me, said the senior wrangler.
They looked at him in surprise.
I just happened to walk past once.